Good afternoon. It's 4:32. This is All Things Considered from NPR and WBHM. I'm Esther Chamakili in Alabama News. Immigrant rights advocates from Alabama and other parts of the country are headed to Washington, D.C. today to urge the Senate to come up with a fix for DACA. Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals offers protections for immigrants brought illegally as children to the U.S. The Trump administration has said it will end DACA. WBHM's Dan Carson spoke with DACA recipients and supporters today as their caravan left to join others in Washington.
Fernanda Herrera Vera's father crossed the Mexican border illegally when she was two. She flew in with her mom months later on visas long since expired. But Herrera Vera's covered under DACA, at least for now.
I have 366 days left on my permit. I graduated from college in May, and I'm in limbo right now. I could take a job, but I won't be able to sign on for more than a year.
The Samford University graduate says her problems are small next to people who have mortgages and children. This morning, she was at the Alabama Coalition for Immigrant Justice office in Irondale, waiting to board a van to Washington, D.C. with about two dozen others. They plan to help send a message to the U.S. Senate, protect DACA recipients from deportation, and fix a system where millions of people are undocumented.
You know, it's people from all different walks of life and different ideologies that are coming together for this common purpose of getting the Dream Act passed, and beyond that, getting some reform for the 11 million.
Alma Juarez has two children who are DACA recipients, often called Dreamers. Here she is talking through an ACIJ interpreter.
Beneficios. DACA has been the way that we have been able to provide them some benefits, like the right to study, the right to work, a driver's license. We have to be there to support and make our voices heard for our children.
Some House Republicans in Washington are urging Speaker Paul Ryan to take action to protect DACA recipients before the end of the year. For WBHM, I'm Dan Carson.